And this, I think, is immoral and unpatriotic. The American people truly believe that the use of military force can only be for a higher purpose.
Polling shows, four different polls just over the last two or three days, two-thirds of Americans support the idea of moving into Iraq militarily. Why? Keeping weapons of mass destruction out of the hands of terrorism and, humanitarianly, removing Iraqis from the dictatorial rule of Saddam Hussein. Those top two are the ones Americans say are the most legitimate reasons for going to war.
I think that Americans have demonstrated again and again that it is unconscionable to sacrifice the lives of American soldiers for oil.
Oil? Protecting oil supplies, discouraging attacks in the U.S., keeping the price of oil lower in America. These are reasons that Americans say would not be legitimate.
In our country, war is a very serious business. We're a democracy, and we take war very seriously. We believe that war is something that should be a matter of extreme duress if the country comes under attack, or in extreme cases of genocide or egregious human rights. High principle is at stake, not economic interests. We will never be free from the dangers of endless wars in the Middle East until we disassemble this large military apparatus that has been created for the protection of Middle Eastern oil. In fact, the trend over the past 10 or 15 years has been in the opposite direction. We are spreading the Carter Doctrine from the Persian Gulf area to the Caspian Sea and now to Africa. And this is clearly reflected in the creation of the African Command.
Africa Command will enhance our efforts to bring peace and security to the people of Africa and to promote our common goals of development, health, education, democracy, and economic growth in Africa.
This is the first new regional military command to be created since the Central Command was created in 1980.
This command will enable us to have a more effective and integrated approach than the current arrangement of dividing Africa between Central Command and European Command. An outdated arrangement left over from the Cold War.
And in my view, this is directly related to the growing importance of African oil to the United States. And I fear in the future this could lead to the same kind of dangers that we face now in the Persian Gulf and Africa. And what makes this so much more dangerous is that we're not the only great power that is militarizing our foreign energy policy. China is following along the same path as we are.
China's economy is growing so fast it builds a city the size of Philadelphia every month. Oil is the rocket fuel for all this growth, and China made it clear today it will outspend the competition to secure it.
Like us, they are supplying arms and military equipment and training to regimes that they rely on for oil.
China's increasing wealth is also buying high-tech missiles and jet fighters capable of going one-on-one with the best America can deploy. This new China, some warn, is a whole new threat.
Russia has also become a player in all of this. In its effort to become a superpower all over again, Russia seeks to dominate the flow of oil from the Caspian Sea area and Central Asia, the flow of oil and natural gas. And so it is competing with the United States for control and dominance in these areas. That's the kind of dangerous situation that we see developing in the global pursuit of scarce energy supplies. And the likelihood is that we will call on more American troops to risk their lives in these wars. And if we continue to rely on military force to solve our resource needs, we're in for a very bloody and dangerous and painful century indeed.